Lee. The global environment is what we're talking about this morning.
That's right. Despite Elon's best wishes, we've only got one to live on.
Exactly.
So it has to be said, the planet, I guess, has been slowly drifting towards procuring its energy from renewable sources. Though in the last few months, there's been some critical decisions made around the world that show the world is slowly bending towards the inevitable. Think of the world and its love of burning stuff down in the ground as a giant ship in the ocean, steaming full steam ahead. When the decision to change direction is made, the order is given to spin the wheel, say hard to port. It takes forever for that actual ship to even notice we changed direction.
And where are we at as we speak?
Well, across the globe, Lee, the order has been given the spin wheel. In other parts of the world, the wheel has been spun. But we're not at the stage where there's much noticeable perception of the ship changing course, but it is happening.
So what has happened around the globe, Adrian?
The Dutch District Court in The Hague have ordered Shell to cut its carbon emissions by 45% by 2030. In response, Shell's agreed to more aggressively hasten its plans to meet its obligation.
This was a pretty contentious pipeline, wasn't it?
That was the Keystone XL pipeline. That's been cancelled, and that was the one that was going to pump oil from Canada to the USA. And that's been a 10-year ordeal, but it's finally been wound up. This is a pretty cool thing. The United Kingdom, Sweden, India, Israel and Germany, among others, have announced plans to ban internal combustion engines by 2030. Japan, Denmark are set to have theirs gone by 2035. Canada, France, Spain, Sri Lanka and Taiwan are looking at getting it done by 2040. And good old Sleepy Joe in the US of A will be moving its huge pool of government vehicles away from fossil fuels by 2030.
Yeah, that's interesting, those stats. Just take us through some of the vehicle manufacturers, if you like, that have picked up on what the world is putting down.
So Mini, the iconic car that we all know from the movie The Italian Job, is going all electric on its production line, with its total lineup being electric by 2030. General Motors, the United States' largest vehicle manufacturer, is planning on transitioning to being carbon neutral by 2040, and this includes a huge swing to electric vehicles. Ford in Europe has announced its entire passenger vehicle range will, as well as two-thirds of its light commercial range, will be fully electric by 2030. Jaguar and Land Rover, I didn't realise they were tied together, but they've swung over to more electric vehicles with six EVs added to the Land Rover range, and they look to be at zero emissions by 2036.
One brand that's moving to EVs and also hybrids is Bentley.
Yes, Bentley, and like I must say, I'm not a brand we see much of over here. Volvo's another one. That's a big one. Now, it's going to have 50% of its sales electric vehicles by 2025. That's not far away. And be fully electric by 2030. Renault, they're also re-releasing, I should say, a sports edition electric vehicle called the Alpine, and that's only going to be available as electric.
As you mentioned, some of those brands there and the years that they'll come to us in our own neck of the woods, it's going to take some time though, isn't it, Adrian?
Yeah.
More brands getting ready to, I guess, wind back their internal combustion engine production as well.
Well, those ones we mentioned, they're all big players, so I guess the little blokes will be following their lead.
Yep.
So there's also been, there's been a lot of large corporate shifts of late, which indicate, that public license to pollute without repercussions has been revoked. And we've seen the shift to renewables and lowering emissions sometimes demonised and vilified, but that's just largely spin to slow the inevitable and protect investor interests, and that's just human nature. But we've never had an energy problem, Lee. We've just had thousands of engineering problems to shift from one engineering source to another.
And change is always going to be a bit scary as we venture into the unfamiliar, but change is also a time for a great opportunity.
Oh, you're not wrong. So around $500 billion was invested in clean energy technology worldwide last year. A recent study has shown renewable energy investments in Germany and France yielded over 178% over a five-year period, while fossil fuel investments in those countries suffered a minus 20% return over that same period. UK over 5 years, 75.4% return on renewables, 8.8% return on fossil fuels.
What about the United States?
So this is a surprising one. So the United States had an over 200% return on investment for renewables, and a 97.2% for fossil fuels was achieved.
Yeah, that is interesting and surprising. Return on investment, I guess, is a code for jobs, strong economies, and money back in your pocket.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Lee. So just like Bob Dylan's song, he says, was the times they are a-changing. Just to finish off the day, I'd mention one little thing. I've not talked about Australia once today, and I'll leave it to the listeners to ponder on why and why that is, and to imagine all the opportunities we are missing out on. So as they say, the desire to be an agent of change begins with the first step. DMS Energy can supply you a superior quality solar system that can charge batteries, charge electric vehicles, power your home and life with free energy from the sun. We can also heat your water, heat your home using our energy efficient products, and we've been supplying the northwest coast of Tasmania and beyond for 13 years now, lowering bills, making a difference, one roof, home or business at a time.
Good idea is to pop into the showroom. Where do we find you, Adrian?
You'll find us at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton, or give us a call on 1300 502 599. Or check out our website, which is all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au. Or if you've got a question, have a look for us on Facebook. We'd be happy to help you out.
And, of course, you do travel right across the northwest coast.
We certainly do, Lee.
And we'll have more Power Savers again back to our normal time next Monday morning, a little after 8:30. Adrian, Luke from DMS Energy, thanks for your time again this morning.
Cheers.